Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Completing the chapter on being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. So today we do two short ahadiths. And one of these two ahadiths is the one that we mentioned in the beginning, where Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayh mentioned that it's one of four ahadiths that is sufficient for a person to practice upon his deen. We'll first do this hadith and then we'll do the explanation. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Such a short hadith, but yet explains that it's 25% of a person's deen. It shows how voluminous, how much detail there is in a few words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the excellence of a person's Islam, the beauty of a person's Islam, is that he refrains from all things that don't concern him. That those things that don't concern him, he stays away from it. We'll do the explanation just now. One more hadith to finish off the chapter. An Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, la yus'alu al-rajulu fima daraba imra'atahu, rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man will not be questioned as to why he hit his wife, why he beat his wife. This is what is meant, is where a person, just for discipline purposes, certain things that happen domestically, there are certain domestic issues, so where a man, Allah ta'ala has allowed him just to not hit and injure the wife, but just as a discipline, so Allah ta'ala has given him that permission to hit his wife lightly. Now here, why ulama explain that some things happen privately, not everything can be taken to a third party, because now the family, the respect of the family, these are domestic matters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, like how he's given the father the right, the authority to discipline the children, he's given him the authority, the right for the smooth functioning of the house, for the proper functioning and for the smooth movement of the affairs of the house. Allah ta'ala has put the father in charge of the children also, and also of the wife. So yeah, he won't be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though he has committed zulm. Yes, where a person goes overboard and he abuses that authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him, in a Muslim country it will be brought in front of the qadi, and yet the husband will be taken to task. Look how beautiful Islam is, that certain things, not everything can be spoken. So the man, Allah ta'ala has given him that authority for a reason. We explained it in the Jummah Bayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him that authority, and that authority is for a reason. If that authority was not there, then who will control the home? Every person will think that they are wearing the pants. Every person will think that they are assuming the role of the father. So Allah Ta'ala has given him this specific authority. It's something that is required and necessary for the smooth functioning of the house. Similarly, you need a person who is the Khalifa or the Amir for the smooth functioning of the country. If every person thinks that, why I'm not the Amir, and every person should be given the opportunity to be the Amir, will we have any country with any citizens? So this is the system, and if every person in the business thinks that I am the boss, then there will be nobody to do the work. Allah Ta'ala's system is such that one person will be given that authority, another person will be below that person, so then it will be smooth functioning in this world. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But way, as far as doing good deeds is concerned, as far as getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, as far as opportunities for akhirat is concerned, everyone is equal. There isn't such a thing as one person has got a better opportunity than others. Allah Ta'ala has given everyone a chance to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back just to the explanation of the first hadith, that min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, that from the excellence or from the beauty of a person's Islam is that he refrains from all things that don't concern him. When a person has got this quality in him, then he'll find that very seldom he'll get in trouble. Why? Because he doesn't go and talk unnecessarily. There isn't any ghibat now that's found in his life. That thing doesn't concern me. What a third person did, what actions he did, how he did it, it got nothing to do with me. That's between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should I get involved? So he doesn't get involved. Somewhere there's people fighting, somewhere there's people shouting, somewhere there's people screaming. He thinks to himself, there's no need for me to get involved, to just unnecessarily go and see what is happening. So he's saving himself now from bodily harm by going into the wrong places. Or sometimes there's some entertainment taking place on the television screen. He thinks to himself, as a Muslim, what has that got to do with me? It got absolutely nothing to do with me. he stays out from that. When things that are guna are taking place, that even further, if he is just staying away from those things that don't concern him, how much further away he is from gunas. So this quality a person has is a very, very great qualities. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that the outer boundary of that which does not concern you is that you do not utter such words, is that you utter such words which if you had not uttered it, you would have not committed sin. That is the outer boundary. If you had not said those words, you would have not committed sin. Why go there? Stay far away from those boundaries. It's something that you should not do, unnecessarily get involved in those things that don't concern you. So this is a Muslim. He always thinks that what should I be doing? What will please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What will get Allah ta'ala happy at this very moment? What will keep Allah ta'ala happy is what I should do. What doesn't concern me and what won't make my Allah ta'ala happy, I should stay very, very far away from. You'll find a person who has this quality in him, that he protects his eyes, he protects his ears from anything that doesn't got nothing to do with him. He protects his eyes, he protects his ears. Generally, you'll find that when the ulama explain, when a person protects his ears, then automatically he's protecting his tongue. So these two things are automatically coming in. The tongue and the ears are coming in, and he protects his eyes. You'll find that Allah Ta'ala will give this person a very, very asan maut. He'll have a very nice death. He'll have a very, very blessed death because he took care of these things. And one very easy way of taking care of these things is stay away from anything that doesn't concern a person. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Last night we got a message that Maulana Gorasab has been admitted to hospital. So the three brothers are requested to make special du'as for him, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil